A tweet from the White House is causing an uproar, and this time it's from Vice President Mike Pence. He tweeted a photo yesterday of lawmakers negotiating parts of the Republican health care bill. But what people noticed, the men in the room were talking about eliminating requirements that insurance policies cover pregnancy or maternity and newborn care without a single woman in the room, at least in the photo. Femi Oke is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She joins us to look at how this and other news stories are percolating online. Femi, what were the comments?
Well, the actual tweet from the vice president was fairly boring, actually. He said, appreciated joining at POTUS for a meeting with the Freedom Caucus again today. This is it. Hashtag pass the bill. And the House Freedom Caucus is a group of conservative Republican lawmakers. So they were all gathered. So my description would be a long brown table, men around the table, men stacked against the wall, men standing up. That is a
men.
That's my description. But let me give you some of Twitter's descriptions. So much more interesting and colourful. At Claire W says, a room full of white men in the same grey suit. And then we have...
It was.
We didn't have the same grey suit, but it did look very monochrome. Senator Patty Murray says, a rare look inside the GOP's Women Health Caucus. Read between the lines there.
Okay, we'll get one more.
Yeah. All right. This is the most colourful one. Elisa Gambino, and I went to Facebook for this, said, not a vagina in the room, but I see plenty of boobs.
Okay. All righty then. Ba-dum-bum. Well, about 5 hours later, the vice president tweeted out two more pictures from a different healthcare meeting. These photos each had a woman in
it.
So an effort there to fix the optics. Let's move on. A lot of online reaction to the administration's rule that'll prevent air travelers from 10 Middle Eastern countries from carrying devices larger than a cell phone onto planes. Now, this is about to take effect. A lot of response online to this.
Absolutely. Airlines, first of all, they responded very quickly and with a lot of humor as well. So let me give you an Emirates ad that came out this week with Jennifer Aniston. And she says, who needs tablets and laptops anyway? Relaxing and looking at the in-house entertainment. There's lots of games to play. She's having a great time.
You know, I have to say, I saw that ad. It catches your eye because it looks like she's at a resort and she's on an airplane.
Exactly. Yeah. And then at Royal Jordanian, you really should go and look at their Twitter feed there because it is hilarious. Let me share one with you, a tweet that they sent today. 12 things to do on a 12-hour flight with no laptop or tablet. And there is entertainment there for you to do, like taking a light snack, watching the entertainment. You can even stare at your companion. So those are kind of very humorous. And ITA actually says for their airline, making flying great again. So a little bit of a troll there in their ad, but online, so those were the airlines, but I'm talking about people who are actually flying. So journalists like Molly Crabapple was saying, I fly backwards and forwards from the US to Turkey. I need to work on the plane, so this is very problematic for me. And then at Elder Shan pointed out something that a lot of people on Twitter pointed out. Every criminal in the Middle East is saying, oh no, we can't take the direct flight to the US. I hate connecting flights. Cancels criminal plans. So there is a flaw to this electronics ban.
Right. You could take a connecting flight. Well, we should say officials in the U.S. say this is a response to intelligence that shows that terrorists might be trying to carry out attacks using these consumer items. Look, I just want to touch on this Russian presidential candidate, an opponent of Vladimir Putin, video posted online. He took it. He took a selfie. He was attacked, but thankfully it was just some green dye on his face. So he took a selfie. What's happened?
He had antiseptic thrown at his face. This antiseptic, when it touches your skin, turns bright green. His face is currently bright green. His hands are bright green. He is saying, this is Alexei Navalny, a very famous opposition leader, saying the Kremlin is responsible, but it will not stop him from rallying. So he says, it doesn't make a difference. I look like a superhero. I'm having trouble getting the green off my teeth, but still come out on March 26. We will not stop rallying.
Well, and a lot of his followers are putting green on their face. We just want to touch on one last thing. Speaking of social media, Femi, in this segment, we got a peek today at some new emojis. They're going to become part of our digital lives in June. They'll be added by the Unicode Consortium. They rule emojis. Older woman with glasses and gray hair. A woman with a headscarf.
A beard. Okay, we're looking at diversity here.
Wait, a woman with a beard?
Well, you could perhaps play around with Photoshop, but a man with a beard, seniors we're seeing, a little bit more diversity, mere people, so mere man, mere women as well, mere maids.
M-E-R, mere people.
Yes, okay. Yeah, mere people. And zombies.
Breastfeeding
so
mother.
So many more things. Breastfeeding mum, and that was really very heavily lobbied for last year. And then food, more food. There'd be tacos, fortune cookies, cheese.
Okay. More to play with. Femi Oke, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks so much.
You're so welcome.